Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Even the dollar is celebrating American independence today. After the Federal Reserve raised interest rates last week, the dollar rose to its highest value in more than a year against the euro. Joining me from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard to explain why, and it all sounds pretty good for the dollar, Stephen. So how well is the dollar doing?
It's doing very well indeed, as you say. It's actually at a 13-month high against the euro, and this continues a trend that started at the beginning of the year. It's now up 12% against the European single currency. And it's pretty surprising that, since if you recall at the beginning of this year, almost everyone was predicting very sharp declines for the dollar, so great is the US trade deficit.
Well, we mentioned interest rates as one reason. What are some other reasons the dollar might be so strong?
First of all, we have to look at the European side of the equation, because the euro is the other great reserve currency, nothing like as important as the dollar, but it is a reserve currency. And the euro has been suffering because Europe is in a much bigger mess than anybody thought possible. The Europeans can't agree on their budget. They're still wrangling over this constitution. The Dutch and the French having rejected it. And you've got stagnant economies in the heart of the eurozone, in Germany, France and Italy. But the other side of the equation, the American side, the US is doing better than most people predicted at the start of the year. And the latest upward impulse, if you like, to the dollar came from this manufacturing data published last week, indicating that manufacturing in the US appears to be rebounding. So the general picture is one of depressed conditions in Europe, but a fairly buoyant economy in the US, and that means very probably higher US interest rates, which makes the dollar more attractive, lower euro interest rates, which makes the euro less attractive.
So this all sounds like good news for the U.S., especially for tourists who want to go abroad from the U.S. But any bad news to this?
Of course, the one thing that is not so good about this is that it's not going to do anything to improve America's huge trade deficit. It's not going to make American exports cheaper abroad. It's, on the other hand, going to make imports coming into the U.S. less expensive. And so this huge trade deficit looks set to widen. So in Marketplace today, we'll be taking a look at the dollar and where it's likely to go in the future, as well as taking a look at some of the murky waters the cruise industry sails through. That's an expose on the cruise industry.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Madeline.